AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. How early did you get up to shop? 5:30 this morning, the gates opened at this Best Buy in Connecticut. And in the Big Apple, the Black Friday tradition continues.
Macy's Herald Square in Manhattan has been bustling with shoppers today. 60% off fashion jewelry, 50% off select shoes. CEO Jeff Gannett says there's significantly more traffic on this Black Friday compared to the previous 2 years because shoppers feel more comfortable in crowds. Analysts say shoppers are buying cheaper items now as higher prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities weigh on them. I'm Rita Foley.
COVID-19's ticking up in some U.S. cities. The Omicron variant driving up the number of cases with an average of nearly 40,000 a day. Tracking by the Mayo Clinic shows an increase in Florida, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. There are new details about the Walmart manager who allegedly opened fire this week, killing 6 people, then himself. Authorities say Andre Bing bought the 9mm weapon that morning and left a note on his cell phone complaining co-workers were mocking him. Yesterday, this new employee told us she was spared, probably because she was new.
He took a really deep breath and took the gun up like this, and he said, he took the gun up and put it up like this and said, Jesse, go home.
The shooting has President Biden calling for gun control. An AP VoteCast survey finds just over half the respondents want stricter gun laws. Only 3 in 10 think they should stay the same. Russia continues its barrage on the southern Ukraine city of Kherson. At least 11 people have been killed. Another change to Twitter, Elon Musk says it will relaunch the premium service with color-coded checkmarks. This is AP News. In the Chinese capital of Beijing, anticipation of more COVID lockdowns is triggering panic buying, with store shelves being emptied.
Unconfirmed reports of an upcoming lockdown in at least some Beijing districts led many residents to stock up on food and other supplies. Most residents of the city have already been advised not to leave their compounds, some of which are being fenced in. The city's government has ordered accelerated construction of COVID-19 quarantine centres and field hospitals as the number of daily cases of COVID-19 are hitting new records throughout the country. I'm Karen Chemas.
The Adidas shoe company says it's investigating allegations of inappropriate workplace conduct by the rapper formerly known as Kanye West. Some former workers sent an anonymous letter saying that he created a toxic work environment, allegedly showing sexual material in meetings, making vulgar remarks, and bullying staff. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.